Arkansas voters will decide whether to legalize medical marijuana on November 8th. But what most consumers don't know is that medicinal hemp is already for sale in Arkansas. Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media weeds through the science.
Carrie Hildebrand, wellness manager at Ozark Natural Foods, sells hemp health remedies.
We carry a wide variety such as soft gels, liquid or oral applicators, and lozenges.
The products contain cannabidiol or CBD oil, and although expensive, ranging in price from $20 to $70, the hemp remedies are a top seller, says Carrie Hildebrandt. Customers, she says, say the products quell various symptoms.
Inflammation, anxiety, PTSD, just general pain.
Hemp, a species of cannabis sativa, was outlawed by the U.S. government in the 1930s, along with another cannabis plant, marijuana. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration continues to classify hemp seed as a Schedule I controlled substance, like heroin. So manufacturers must import hemp to fulfill consumer demand for hemp-based protein powders, soaps, clothing, and industrial lubricants, valued last year at $570 million. But 2 years ago, hemp caught a break. Congress amended the Farm Bill, allowing hemp to be grown as an experimental crop. Today, 14 states are cultivating test plots. Hemp Industries Association Executive Director Eric Steenstra says interest in hemp dietary supplements is also growing.
There's actually an incredible amount of research that's out there. If you go onto PubMed website with a lot of the scientific studies and whatnot, there's over 300 studies on cannabidiol and other cannabinoids from cannabis and hemp. You know, even the federal government even has a patent on CBD, for example, as a neuroprotectant.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved two marijuana-derived cannabidiol oral medications, but has yet to conduct large clinical trials due to pot's federal status. Now, compared to hemp, marijuana contains more than 100 cannabinoids, including tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, a psychoactive drug, which is why it remains outlawed by the federal government, but presently legal to grow and sell in 25 states. Pioneering researcher Ethan Russo, MD, is medical director of Phytex, a biotechnology firm researching compounds that interact with the human endocannabinoid system.
If we isolate the cannabidiol ultimately from either source, it's going to be identical. And the reaction of the body would be the same. However, we can't ignore the factor of quality of the material.
Referring to the hazards associated with international hemp commerce, cheap cannabidiol can be sourced from industrial slash hemp fiber debris, which, unless organically grown, is contaminated with pesticides.
Producing high-quality extract from cannabis is best done from the flowering tops with an appropriate source that is genetically endowed to produce a lot of cannabidiol.
But even sourcing safe U.S.-grown medical marijuana remains a challenge, says Ethan Russo.
There's not a legal method for certifying organic culture for cannabis. Hopefully that will change. I would really advise caveat emptor because there is a lot of misrepresentation, particularly on the internet, with respect to cannabidiol in commerce.
Meaning, cannabidiol buyers, beware. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.